Listen, Gab. Today is the 1st of July, 2010. We are in the Meditation Hall Assembly of Star in Lower Hamlet. In a week, it will be the opening days of summer retreat of Plum Village. Do you hear me well? I repeat the same, he did say. But today we continue the sutra, Enjoy the Ultimate, the fourth poem. In life, few people have the chance to go on the good path. Meanwhile, many people go on the unwholesome path. By observing reality, you realize then Nirvana is the safest place. Few people have the chance to go on that good path. Meanwhile, many people go on the unwholesome path. The second sentence means that. A lot of people like to go in the unwholesome path. Few people have a chance to go on the good path. So when we have seen the word path, Tao, we know that that is the word in Sanskrit, Marga, the road, the path. And in the teaching of the Four Noble Truths, and the path is the fourth truth, the path which will lead you out of the suffering path. So you need to see that this word path here is like the good path of the fourth noble truth. And that path is the eight way to practice well in order to realize that noble path. So the four noble truths is what? The first one is you have to recognize suffering. Suffering, there are suffering in this world, inside and outside of you. And second truth is the it means that the root, the cause is the condition to lead to that suffering. And so we can use the word agna. It means a ugly, unwholesome path. So the second truth is also a path, but a kind of unwholesome path. Ugly path. Why? The fourth noble truth is the wholesome path. So the first truth is dukkha. Dukkha is suffering. Suffering. Samudaya is the second path. The second truth is the path, the unwholesome path. Nirodha is extinction, is the third Noble Truth, extinction of suffering means happiness. And the fourth is Magya, is also path, the wholesome path. So this path is a very wholesome path. Jhana path. Jhana is a practice. The practice offered by the Buddha. Jhana is the practice offered by the Buddha. So Bhajan now is mean eight practice, eight correct practices. Samudaya is the roots of suffering, is the unwholesome path, is the condition which lead a person go to suffering. So Samudaya is a kind of path, but it's not a good path, but it's an unwholesome path. Eight correct practices. And the second rule is eight bad habits. But bad, eight unwholesome habits. Path lead to eight wholesome practice. If we say it's too general, like the few people have the chance to go on the good path, and meanwhile many people, it's too general. We have to make it clear that few people go on the good path, wholesome path, and meanwhile many people go into the unwholesome path with many conditions which leads to suffering. So the word satya new day, it means look at the truth, look deep into the truth and discover it. Which kind of truth? And here it means the four noble truths. And so you look at the four noble truths, and in order to arrive to that good path, is the eight correct practices which lead you to enlightenment, to liberation. And the second truth is eight unwholesome bad habits, path, who lead us to suffering. So Nirodha is extinction of the suffering, and extension of all the notion of discrimination. So you, Nirodha mean extension of all the suffering, mean happiness. So the word sentence is very clear. Look at the dual truth. The truth of what? Four noble truths. And what is truth? Which truth? Truth you have to use via the lens of Four Noble Truths. And the way the Buddha presented the truth is like the four sight of the truth. Those who go in the correct path is very few. Those who go in the incorrect path is a lot. And the third one is there is the extinction of all the suffering. Nirvana is the safest place for you have to take refuge on. The safest. We only see three. Existence of suffering, the path leading to suffering. There is a way to extinguish all the suffering and to be happy. And then when you read the sutra, you said, oh, it's so normal. It's, of course, there's nothing interesting. Because, of course, people go in the good path and should not go to the bad path. It's too simple. But in fact, when you look, when you read the sutra, you have to read deeper in order to base on what basic teaching of the Buddha, very basic, very fundamental, very clear, grounding correctly on the teaching of the Buddha. Those who go on the wonderful correct practice, few people, but those who follow the incorrect practice are a lot. The path of 8 incorrect practice is a lot of people follow that path of 8 incorrect practices. And those who follow the correct path, the path of 8 correct practices are few. And so the when you see the word an, yeah, you only understand that when you look at the second poem and the third poem, Nirvana is the highest happiness. And the third poem in the text, enjoy the ultimate, hunger is the greatest illness to bear. Mental formation causes the most suffering. By observing the reality, you realize then Nirvana is the greatest pleasure. Nirvana is the greatest pleasure. Nirvana is like Niroda, is extension on the notion and on the suffering. So, and full happiness is opposed to suffering. Thus, Thay Pháp Thân give us the Chinese text. You should come back to the Chinese text in order not to go too far away from the text. The third. Why is extremely happy. But the why is happiness? It's a very old word. Nirvana is the supreme happiness. So the Nirvana is expressed as happiness, and also in Nirvana there is also described as very safe, say very secure, very safe. If you want to find stability, security, safety, you have to search for Nirvana. Go to the fifth poem. You are reborn in the heaven because you have sown good seeds. You fall into dark rhymes because you're unwholesome seed. Nirvana is the same because you do the practice. You realize Nirvana. In the Chinese text, there is no word heaven. Joy. In the Chinese text, we don't see the heaven words. Vedic refuge on human according to the roots, the causes, the cause, because you act a number of wholesome action and then you are born in that peace environment. For instance, in the Plum Village is a kind of wholesome place. Maybe in the past we have done some good deeds so that we can have a safe place like in Plum Village. It's not because you are born on the cloud that we call heaven, wherever there is no suffering, no cruelty, we can call heaven. That wholesome place. It's not by accident that you are born in that wholesome environment, because you have done a number of good deeds, a good action in the past, and you bear the fruit of having a good wholesome place to live. So don't think that you to be born in the heaven, it doesn't mean that heaven is on the cloud, but heaven is here. Wherever there is no cruelty, no violence, no abuse. But there are those who are on the wholesome place and want to go to unwholesome place. If they want to go to unwholesome place, it's because if you fell down in the unwholesome place, because when you are stay in the wholesome place, you have no ability to discover the wonderful condition we have, and then we despise, and you do not keep the fine manners. You go by yourself without second body, and then you fell down into the difficult situation, and then you go to hell. Also, in this very life, you don't need to die in order to go to unwholesome, suffering area. Don't think that you must die. You are in a safe place, let's say, like in Plum Village. And if you don't try to make the good deeds, even keep the fine manners, practice the precept, do the diligent work to support the Sangha, to bring peace to you, and then you continue to be in the wholesome place. But if no, you don't do it, and then you go into the unwholesome place, and will lead you to go very far in yourself toward your suffering. So, thanks to the practice in the past that you have good result of good action you have done in the past, good training in the past to practice well, to keep the precept, to keep the fine manners, to live wholesomely. So nirvana is also thanks to the causes. In order to touch nirvana, you need to practice for a while before you can touch nirvana. If your mind do not keep the precept, follow an unwholesome environment, so how you can be in touch with the nirvana in you? So nirvana is not something that you produce, but it's in you. Because nirvana is a teaching, no lick teaching, it means a very ultimate knowledge teaching for me, unconditioned teaching. Nirvana is unconditioned formation, condition. Nirvana is not a condition, it's not a condition formation, samskara. So nirvana is not an act, not a formation, excuse me, not a formation. And nirvana is not a formation, it's an unconditioned thing. So nirvana is not coming from many causes to make nirvana. When many conditions come together, we call a formation, and we call a condition formation. But nirvana is unconditioned. You don't need any cause. You just extinct on your turbulence, extinct on your agitation, your judgment, your dispersion. And then that training, that slowly, slowly you gain that ground of solidity, of stability. You practice and you enjoy. You reach that ground of stability. That ground of stability called unconditioned. You don't need any condition. If you say that nirvana is only one world, like the all wholesome world or the world wholesome world, so nyang here is on, here is the doesn't mean the condition. Nyang here is not a formation, but because formation are condition, but nyang here is tends to your training, your practice well, and you can enjoy the extinction of all these formations. For instance, at 4 o'clock, half past 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, in summer, the upperland is so beautiful, and then the moon is so beautiful, and the star is so beautiful. And you hide yourself in your blanket and you don't want to hear the bell sound, and then you continue to sleep and you do not see. And then outside is nirvana, and then inside you hide yourself in the blanket, you cannot enjoy nirvana. And so when you hear the bell, and then of course there is a tendency need to sleep more, but the big brother come and say, it's time for enjoying sitting meditation. And so you wake up, you wash yourself, and you enjoy that beautiful atmosphere of serenity, stability, of homeland with moonlight, still some star. So beautiful, and you have nirvana at that moment. And there is people, some teachers say that there is many school, but all the school are conditioned. There is one unconditioned, is nirvana. So this sentence could be misperceived. And so they think that nirvana is tends to condition. No, it's not true. This nyang here means you don't need condition. It's unconditioned things. You don't need any condition. You just wake up, you are in touch with the nirvana. This is it. You are reborn in heaven because you have sown good seed. You fall into dark realms because your unwholesome seed. Nirvana is the same because you do the practice, you realize nirvana. Why you are talking with friends who have Christian root? We used to say that heaven of God exist now and here. The kingdom of God is now or never. Ever. Like Like we said, that the early morning of Hamlet is so wonderful. You want to enjoy or not, it depends on you. If you don't enjoy now, how you can have that nirvana, that being so wonderful with green atmosphere, star, moon, just there. It's only the thing that you want or not want. Happiness is true. It's a truth. It's true. It's the main point. Is do you want to enjoy that happiness or not? And Nyang here is the ability to train yourself, to liberate yourself from the bad habit, to want to sleep a little bit more, cozy in your blanket, just get out, enjoy the fresh morning. The sixth poem, the deer takes refuge in the countryside, the birds take refuge in the sky. Phenomena manifest because of the discriminating mind. The wise one take refuge in nirvana to live in freedom. So beautiful. Like poesy. If there is no countryside, how deer can enjoy? Deer you put in the zoo, they will suffer a lot. But the deer enjoy the countryside. So the deer can take refuge in the countryside, the bird take refuge in the sky. Phenomena manifest because the discriminating mind, the wise one take refuge in the nirvana to live in freedom. There is one sutra who spoke quite a lot about the deer. I want to read parenthesis to read that sutra about the deer for you. In Samyutta, that day there is many bhikkhu spend their rain retreat in the countryside of Kosala city. The bhikkhu, after 3 months of retreat, start to leave the forest to go for wandering path on teaching. And a deva stay in that forest, complained that, oh, in my mind now, I feel a big emptiness because the seat of the bhikkhu yesterday now are be empty. All these people as disciples of the Buddha teaching so profoundly, now they left all, and the forest is so empty. Paknya. So there is many deva there are crying there in Prajna, in Vietnam. So on the empty place, all the wonderful people disappear. They go everywhere. I'm so sad. So the deva crying. When they hear like that, another deva, another god, goddess, have answer to that goddess. God or goddess. Another god answer. Where they go? They go to Magadha, to Kosala, they go to everywhere. Magadha, Kosala. And the other, they go to Vasha, they go. And the others, like they go, like the deer, escape from the trap and they run freely everywhere. That's the life of the bhikkhu. life of a bhikkhu or bhikkhuni is so free like that. Life of a monk or nun is so free like that. The deer escape from trap. They run freely in the countryside. So you have to write. You have to write the sutra on the forest and the legend of Prajna Monastery in Vietnam. The deer take refuge in the countryside. The bird take refuge in the sky. Without the sky, how the bird can be happy? If you put them in a cage, they will suffer. And then you put them in a zoo, they will suffer. But the bird have their place, the sky, to enjoy. The deer enjoy the countryside, the monk enjoy their free life to go and teach and share the practice. The word kibao is discrimination, discriminating. Because we start to discriminate, you know, for a phenomena manifest. I believe that there is those who rewrite, they don't understand, and they correct some. I believe that in the other side is the clearer. Like when you reprint Winkyo, they change quite a lot. They change a lot of the beautiful language of Winkyo story. When Winkyo is a very famous poet who wrote beautiful language, Vietnamese language, and when they reprint it, they correct wrongly. So here they believe that somebody copy and don't understand Buddhism and make it wrong. So when Thuy Kiều stay in the temple Quang Âm Cấp, the Nguyễn Du poet said that early morning the lamboy is the palm leaf where in the past the monk wrote the sutra on that lamboy press in Vietnam, in the palm leaf where in the past they wrote teaching of the Buddha on that. And the phiêng mây, but and so the one who print, they said that, well, Phương Mai is more correct because Phương is a kind of long banner in the temple. So they said that, oh, maybe it's wrong, a mistake on writing, but the long banners in the temple. And so instead, like a Namo Amita Buddha or something like that, that we call Phương, F-U-O-N. But in for the poet, Laboy is a palm leaf. We write. So you are a monastic. Ah, and Phiêng Mây is mean in the temple there is a kind of bell in the form of a cloud. You in many Asian country, you know, it sounds like the bell, but it's flat and the form of a cloud. Yeah, that is on the that part. It's feel like it look like a cloud, and because they are ignorant, so they put. So because those who copy are ignorant, so in the morning, La Boy mean you read sutra on the palm leaf. It means the book, and then you touch the feng mai. It means that bell in the form of a cloud. But I said that if you read the sutra and then you touch that banners outside of the temple, it's not necessary. So. There are root, there are the fruit, but in. So we have to write in that way. It's, the other one is not incorrect, but it's not correct. Phenomena manifest because of the discrimination mind. Here, translate from that Sanskrit term, vikalpa. The prefix V is wrong. And bhyanke, kanpa, vikalpa is mean. We can translate into Sino-Vietnamese bhyanke. Your mind start to distinguish. He's right, he's left, he's above, he's below. You start to discriminate, to distinguish. In the Tripitaka of, no, it's not, no, the Tripitaka, it means the 30 verses of Vishnanapada. Vishnanapada is Buddhist psychology. There is one sutra, one poem which is like they wrote in that book. In the 30 verses of Vishnanapada, Buddhist psychology, there is that text. Is the translation of Wen Jian teacher from China. The original text in Sanskrit is the period is there, ending of the sentence is there. The transformation of the mind is manifest. when your consciousness is transforming, is manifesting, they start to discriminate, distinguish. We have to translate the transformation of the consciousness, the changing, the transformation, the manifest of the consciousness is the discrimination. When you discriminate, when to distinguish, there is two parts, is nang pang bir, I mean the subject of discrimination and the object of discrimination. Subject and object are one, but are two, but one. If you are at my lecture in EIEP, you remember the dime, the euro I show, the tail of euro, and I gave that dime to the Hong Kong superior already. The dime have the euro have the head and the tail, but they are one. But both of them have been done with metal. So metal, head of a euro, tail of a euro, three but one. When they appear in the same time, you cannot say that the tail of the euro appear first and then the head later, or the metal before. They appear in the same time. So they, when people start to distinguish, ah, here is the tail of the euro, here is the head of the euro, you start to distinguish, discriminate. Because Yin Chan, Master Yin Chan, go to another sentence and it looks like a kind of misunderstanding. Transformation of consciousness is discrimination. This sutra, this line of the sutra is very profound. The nature of everything we are not. We do not discuss here, but that what you can discriminate, you can perceive, what you can perceive with your mind, with your consciousness, is just a perception, just a vikalpa, just an image, but which is not the total reality of that. So like you see green leaf is manifestation of the sunshine. So when you see like that, it's manifest like that, you perceive like that, but the total reality is quite different. It could be more profound, more large. Like you look at the person, you perceive him or her, and you stay with him or her for 10 years, 20 years, and you think that you touch the reality of that person. No, not yet. You only perceive one part of him or of her. So that is, the perception is always not the totality of the reality. So we call that mental construction. The construction of your mind. From your mind, from your store consciousness, you have a number of elements and you put them together and you construct one perception. And then you have that perception and you are so sure that that person is like that or like that, like the other way. like with signs, quantic signs. There is mention about the nature. The nature of the reality, and they said that you can distinguish the svabhava, but when you observe like that, you see more your mind than you see the world, because like the scientists can see that quantum, that smallest particle of the universe. And then it depends on your mind, your mood, your consciousness. That day, that small particle appear as a wave. Another day, your mind is different, and it's the same person called you, but your mind is different, and then you perceive that object like a particle. So sometimes wave, sometimes particle. But it's the same reality that you have seen. Yeah, and so we have to say it like that. But you need time to look deeper. This sentence is very profound. Things, phenomena manifest according to our consciousness. Especially the wrong point is you see that your consciousness is different from the world you observe. That is the main mistake, because the world you observe and your mind are one. So phenomena manifest because a discriminating mind. The field of all the phenomena is your consciousness, your world, the world of your all the phenomena, the house of all the phenomena is your consciousness, your mind, and the house of the bird of the sky, the house of the deer and forest, and the house of a monk and nun are aware. Those who want to live deeply our life, we are true person. Jang is mean true, Yang is person. That is a very important word. And lay person teach him like the monk Teng Hoi, they use skillfully the translation. So they use the term of Laos, of Bath, Tao. And so Lin Chi also used Bo Vi Chang Yang. It means a true person, a monk or nun, want to live sincerely his or her life. No fake. Do not wear any mask. So and the place, the refuge of the monk and nun is Nirvana. Nirvana is extinction on your notion and be with the reality. And really, Nirvana is something is already existing, is there, because you don't want to go back there that you suffer. In Plum Village, we have an illustration very simple, like water and wave. When you live the life of a wave, and you feel that, oh, my wave is too small, other wave is large, and then we have fear because we are born and we die. But if you realize that you are water, okay, the wave is about to disappear, fine, I will appear again into a bigger wave or a more joyful wave. And so when the wave discovered that she or he is already water, and then water is always with the coming and the going, and they are totally free with the coming and the going. And so that water is nirvana for monk and nun, and for true practitioner. You want to be free from your world of suffering, you have to rely on nirvana. Nirvana, no discrimination. Success, fine. Value, fine. Everything is fine. You lie on the reality like it is. If the water is in nirvana, the water is nirvana, and if the wave take refuge in the water, the wave can be high, small, die, born. So you are in the same time water, but you are on the same time wave. Most of us only live in the life of a wave, but we cannot live the life of the water. And so in Christianity, they use the term resting in God. God is that water. If the wave can rest in God, it means in water, and the wave is not have no fear to be born, to grow, to collapse. It's safest. Take refuge on the water. Fine. Born, die. Okay, fine. And you rest in God, you are happiness. So you can say God equivalent to happiness. Nirodha, Nirvana equivalent to happiness. One French novelist have described God is happiness. People used to describe God as love. But André Gide, the French novelist, is the one who said that God is happiness. Resting in God is resting in happiness. Resting is no fear, resting on nothing. To be fearful, fine. You're successful, okay. You have a failure. Okay, fine. That is it. You rest in God. You rest in Nirodha, in Nirvana. You rest in water. The water is born. You go high, go down, disappear, fine. Because you transcend all these things and you rest in peace in God. In Nirodha, in Nirvana. Because Nirodha, Nirvana is unconditioned things. The true great being rely on Nirvana. So we can put the deer take refuge in the countryside, the bird take refuge in the sky, the true great being take refuge in Nirvana. Nirvana is what we don't need to search for, because you are already nirvanized yourself. You are already Nirvana. We do not need to find water. We You still wave. You don't need to kill yourself. You just keep yourself in that wave, big or small. Be yourself, but in touch with the water, and you have no fear, no jealousies, no complex of inferiority, superiority, equality. So we have the we go back to the third poem. Hunger is the greatest illness to bear. Mental formation causes the most suffering. By observing reality, you realize that then nirvana is the greatest pleasure. Beginning, I said that when you walk 100%, when you walk, you will not speak. Even you, except when you give a Dhamma talk. But now I say that I also have to practice when I give Dhamma talk. When I walk, I will not speak. This forward means on the action who cause a lot of suffering. And here, is on the condition formation. Samskrita Dharma. But why? Why don't you translate on the condition formation cause a lot of suffering? But we translate by Tamhan is mental formation cause a lot of suffering. On the condition formation, there are among them, there is body formation and mental formation, body formation, I mean material formation and mental formation. And so when you would you call condition formation is also very important, so I think that we can have that water, mountain, river environment. So when you translate by hand like that, do we make a mistake? Why don't we translate on the condition formation cause suffering? Why I don't do it? But way I do differently. And we translate by mental formation cause suffering. The reason is there are a danger when people think that all the conditioned formation are free from the mind, and the nature of all the mental formation cause suffering, that is a wrong condition formation. They are impermanent, they are non-self, and it means suffering? No, I disagree, because when you perceive on the mental formation, on the condition formation, they are impermanent, but you want them to be permanent, and because you want them permanent, but they are by nature impermanent, and you suffer. You suffer because of you, it's not because of the formation. If we say that condition formation is suffering, it's unfair. Condition formation are, of course, impermanence. Everything, formation, it means everything. Formation is like a rose, like your anger, are impermanent. And if you want them to be permanent, that person is hateful. And you think that he continue to be hateful for all your life. But he may change already. And then because you stick to you want things permanent in your mind, and then you suffer. Wow, that person is bad, but maybe now she's changing. There's a chance for her to change. And so you are not so stubbornly hate that person. You try to let her to have a chance. That is. So all the formation are not bad, but because you perceive them as permanent, and then you suffer. This Ratnakuta is a very funny an illustration. There is a man who take a piece of frog and try to throw to a dog. And the dog is so hurt, and the dog is so angry, and the dog run after the rock and bark at the rock. And the dog thought that it's the rock which make him suffer. But the root of his hurt is the man who throw the rock, but the dog run after the rock and bark at the rock. Why the dog must go and bark to the man who throw the rock? And so the formation, mental formation, is the same. The formation, everything, physical or mental formation, are by nature impermanent, changing. But if you perceive and you want them permanent, you suffer. And so, when people translate on the condition cause suffering, I am afraid that this may cause difficulty, misunderstanding. And so, I translate by other way. If you know that life is impermanent, fine. You accept as impermanent, it changes like that. Those who don't understand think that, but on the formation cause suffering, and Thay said that on the mental formation can cause suffering, and you perceive impermanence, but you perceive as permanent, and that is you suffer. And so any mental formation have three parts, like the euro corn, and mean the head and the tail of the euro and the metal. So we have the subject, object, and the ground. So on the Dhamma rely, on perception to manifest. like the deer take refuge in the countryside, the bird take refuge in the sky. In the sutra, there's no cloud, there's only sky. Phenomena manifest because of the discriminating mind. The wise one take refuge in nirvana to live in freedom. Those of you who are musicians, you must write, compose a song of this gatha. Now we learn one more poem. If you are able to see there is no after, no before, no being, no non-being, that is non-attainment, it is also to go beyond thought. That is like a piece of music that the patriarchs are playing. And on the music are there already in the university, and the patriarchs put into music for you to play. Like the big brother said that, oh dear young brother, the morning is so fresh, solid. Go and enjoy the morning, early morning, where there is clean, pure air, moon, star. And so the brother is so good on transmitting that message, and the young brother wake up and enjoy Nirvana. That is the part is most difficult. If you are able to see there is no after, but mean for men you deny it. You translate, it's quite a lot of difficulty to translate. There is one other text. They put the word "te" instead of "nye". Maybe that man wrote wrongly, copy wrongly. Normally they must have that. They lost one part. We can translate by no beginning and no non-beginning. If you are astrologer, and if you believe on the theory on Big Bang, you have to read that sutra. Because according to the Big Bang theory, there is a beginning. Before the Big Bang, there is nothing. And then people ask, before Big Bang is what? Because Big Bang explosion, and we have this, that and that and that. And so there is the mind about beginning. Is there is a beginning? It could be wrong. Without the beginning, it could be wrong too. Because all are and so in Christianity there is also a notion about the creation. At the beginning there is nothing. Creator create creature. But before the creation, what happened? Can you come from nothing and you come something? From non-being you become something? Before the being appear, is non-being exist or not? That is a big issue. About Nirvana, we cannot think in term being and non-being. If you say that Nirvana is non-being, is correct, incorrect. Being is incorrect. It means absence of all the notion. If we go to theology, deep theology, if you say that God exists, is wrong. But you say that God doesn't exist, is also wrong. Because thy own only notion in your mind. You cannot put into reality. So you want to make use of, you need to train yourself. It takes time to train yourself to accept that. When you feel that, you feel that you are the wave, but you have feel that you are the water, you are safe. People do like that, it's okay. Like that, okay, it's fine. Keep your peace. And in that peace, in that deep peace, and then compassion arises, and you know what to do and not what to do. So they said that two poems, they make two mistakes. And so it's make you have a big headache. So no beginning. No being, no non-being. And they make the mistake like that. So when you copy a sutra, it's very important type of time. We have to be careful. But that word is must be new, but not they. New. Translate. You have to translate by to be. To be or not to be. It's not the problem of to be or not to be. There is no after, no before, no beginning. If you translate the Tripitaka, you have to make the commentaries about that. You said that in the Vedantam too, people wrote like that, but there is other texts they wrote, they copy differently a little. So the sentence is, that is non-attentment, Buddha, non-attentment. You also can translate by non-attentment, by aprapti. You cannot attain, you cannot catch. You catch what? Spring is there, but you cannot grasp to the spring. Can you hold the spring breeze? Can you put cool breeze, spring breeze into your cage? You put your beloved one in the cage? No. You cannot catch your beloved one. You cannot grasp him, you cannot grasp her. Ungrasp. Don't put your beloved one in a cage. Let them free. The scientists want to grasp the quantic particle element, and they want to grasp with their mind. And they don't know that the nature of the quantic element by non-grasping. You cannot attain by grasping. You have to let go. And it depends on your mind that day. It will appear like that or differently. And your mental category about God, you cannot grasp. You only can feel and be in touch by yourself, resting in God, fine. So non-attainment is one characteristic of nirvana. You only could sing. That is a poem, that is a song. There are many conditions for you to be in touch with nirvana. That you cannot catch. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, like the cool breeze of spring. It exists, but you cannot catch. With your five fingers, how you can catch the cool breeze of spring? So no grass. Impossible to grasp. You cannot distinguish. You cannot think about. You cannot conceive. So when we say that impossible to deal with, but can't think it impossible to think that this impossible to think about the deep practice. You cannot use your mind to grasp. So it's asingya. Asingya. You consider this sutra is like a song, like a poem. So don't be caught by to be caught. Try your best not to be caught. Yeah. You can be in touch. You can be in touch really with the kingdom. The kingdom is now or never. You can see there is no after, no before, no being, no non-being. That is non-attainment. It's also to go beyond thought. We have another talk before summer. So we can read how many poems we can read. We can learn. It's okay. When you have the translation into English already, but you base on the sharing, my teaching, my trying to make it clearer, more profound, in order to transcribe.